The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is Friday, December 14th. Or is it 15th now? 15th. It's the 15th and it's a little after 11 o'clock in the morning. Once again, this is C.A. Nuri and I shall be your host for today. I wonder if you all bought the Guardian for this morning. But purchase any newspaper, in fact, this morning, because the headlines today, the right word is not lit. Lit means that it's exciting, right? Something you want to engage in and experience and smile about. The headlines are concerning. Not like dire concerning, meaning death and gloom type concerning, but concerning based on management, based on questioning what is happening in this country type concern, right? We are a developing nation. I expect us to have some frustrating things, some frustrating moments, some things that just don't work properly. I'm used to the roads not being paved properly. I don't get mad, no. I just hate when I hit the pothole and all my bearings and thing go awry. I see the ministers promising, oh, yeah, this is going to be a big road project, right? And I don't have no confidence because if you hear my car drive, you're ducka, 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 ducka. And I know he ain't give me no contribution towards that, so I still vex. A promise is a comfort to food. A promise is a comfort to the fool. I ain't really believe that can happen, you know. But I can wait. I can give him the benefit of the doubt because the road's bad. But today I want to talk about something. I'm going to use all the headlines today. But this one, I am concerned because I tend to be a pedestrian. I tend to be the pedestrian, meaning that I just walk. I just walk a lot. I just walk with my dog. And the dog is sometimes running the road here, and then I got to be grabbing him back with his chain. But when I read in the newspaper that 50%, let me stop there, because I won't say that. If you traverse from Shirley Street to the Eastern Road for the last 3 days, you would realize that the Eastern Road had traffic jam that lasted for 1 to 2 hours due to traffic accidents. When you hit a car, have a fender bender on that Eastern Road, the entire road is blocked two ways. People trying to go around and maneuver, whatever it is. And for the last 3 days, for sure, there has been a major traffic accident on the Eastern Road.
You know why?
Why?
So today is Friday, yesterday's Thursday, from Tuesday to Wednesday, in the space of 24 hours, there were at least four accidents, less than a quarter of a mile distance separating them. There were three on the Eastern Road, mm-hmm. two on the Tuesday. That Tuesday evening, there was one on Johnson Road, immediately south of Bonnie Way, southern entrance. And then the Wednesday, there was another accident in the same place, in the exact same place as one of the accidents the day before. All of those accidents took place in less than 24 hours, less than a quarter mile separation from each other. That's a part of the reason why the Eastern Road been block up, bumper to bumper traffic.
Bumper to bumper traffic, right? And I'm not sure why these accidents are happening. But what is alarming is the headline. So the police is reporting that 50% of cars in accidents are uninsured. And I'm trying to ask Aaron now, bait Aaron, what they mean by uninsured? What they mean by 50%? Because we have an accident almost every day all over New Providence. Serious accidents. So accidents with they said there's an increase in women having traffic fatalities. Right? On the streets, right? And then when I picture 50% of the persons involved inside these accidents do not have insurance. Mm-hmm. Do we need to be alarmed? Do I need to be concerned?
Yeah.
Especially being a pedestrian. What if someone hit me?
listen, the top traffic cop said it may be time to change laws so authorities can seize uninsured cars after finding that 50% of vehicles in accidents this year were uninsured. Chief Superintendent of Police David Lockhart, head of the traffic division, said the penalty for driving without insurance needs to be increased. He said some 6,300, that's 6,300, of the 8,000 traffic accidents this year happened in New Providence.
Put a pause right there. We had 6,300 accidents when people do not have...
No.
Go ahead.
So he's saying that so far for the year 2023...
We had 8,000.
There were 8,000 traffic accidents in the country.
Yes, I understand that.
6,300 of those traffic accidents took place in New Providence.
Okay, I understand that.
And so it's a question, I think 50% of the 8,000 are uninsured. So he's saying, and we say these are rough numbers.
Yes.
That means that roughly 4,000 of those vehicles involved in those accidents were uninsured vehicles. 4,000.
I'm trying to analyze what you say, right? It was 8,000 accidents, not 8,000 vehicles. We assume that each of these accidents had two or more cars involved.
Yeah.
It's individual accidents. So it's like 4,000 accidents had people who weren't insured. At least one of the persons who were involved weren't insured.
Yeah. So we still have to figure through the numbers.
Yes.
Get exact figures. But just a rough estimate is startling and concerning. Now back to how it's happening. I'm going to continue to read from the article, 50% of cars and accidents are uninsured in today's Tribune. He said some people have been getting temporary cover notes to license their vehicles without completing the insurance process. Once a vehicle is licensed, they don't renew the insurance and continue to pay for the policy to last for the year. And then they get into traffic crashes after the temporary cover has not expired, he said.
What's a temporary cover?
So it's like... Okay.
I intend to pay the insurance, but I pay half.
So you may be on a payment plan. You pay every month, and you pay the first month, and you get and say, oh, they have insurance, but you never come back and complete the payment, or you begin the process, you put a down payment on the insurance, and you're supposed to come in and pay the balance of the yearly insurance fee, and you never actually come in. So you use that initial piece of paper and you go to road traffic to get the car license, but you never actually go back to the insurance company and
that
finish the
like
process.
These comprehensive type people. Because people who pay, what do you call it, fire, what the next insurance is? Third party is only $200, $250. You don't pay half of that. You got to pay your whole $250. So there's comprehensive people. People who supposed to who cover the whole car, nice cars. You don't put nice breakdown cars on comprehensive.
And then I wonder how many of these incidents involved vehicles that were that are insured. The vehicle, the full insurance payment is paid up, but because the person who is driving the vehicle is not on the insurance, is not right. They're not authorized to drive the car under the terms of the insurance policy. That the car is no longer insured for the accident. Remember, it's only insured if you're following the terms of the agreement, right? And so we want to inquire as to the details. But see, we got a call on the line.
Yeah, let's go to the column because you just brought up an idea concept too. I could have been insured, but I allowed someone to drive my car.
That's what I'm saying.
My car may not be insured with them.
Or you didn't allow them to drive your car. You just, in your house, and the keys in the house, and somebody who is not on the insurance decide, while you taking a nap and you're not going to notice, I just going to pick up the keys and run to the shop and run back.
I mean, I might have to invite someone from the insurance agency.
Yeah, without a doubt.
Yeah.
Because that I think that's the space where we can begin to create solutions.
Yeah, give us some solutions. Well, go ahead, caller. Guiding radio.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Good morning. How you doing?
Good.
You know, I believe the technology is already in place to have those vehicles flagged as they're on the road.
Mm-hmm.
You know, on the disc we have, right?
Yeah. The barcode sticker? Yeah.
And the square reader.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if that's flashed with a, even with a kind of of like speed gun,
mm-hmm.
you know, it can fly the vehicle, you know.
It should be. And even if the technology is not in operation in the country right now, it exists and we could purchase it and implement it.
No, but I think, you know, I believe the penalty should be to have those vehicles impounded, you know, however and wherever they show up.
Mm-hmm. Without a doubt.
You know, off the top.
Yes, sir.
Anyway, good topic.
Thank you.
Is another call?
No, we got a text.
You have a text?
Yeah.
But what is the penalty? Did the article explain if I'm caught without any insurance, what happens then? Am I arrested? Am I detained? Is the car parked? Do you have to call someone else to move the car? Because you can't allow the car to move. The car has no insurance.
Right.
So one would assume a tow truck is called.
Yeah.
Right?
But I think you get a ticket.
But you can't drive the car.
Right. You get a ticket. The car is supposed to be towed.
But clearly that's not happening.
I don't think it is.
And see, this is my concern. Because see, the solution is there.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not saying you can't reclaim the car after it's towed.
Exactly.
And then pay.
It's only impounded. We're not taking the car from you. We are impounding it until you come with proof.
That you paid the insurance.
No, but here's how it works in other jurisdictions. You pay the insurance,
okay,
and then you go to the court and show the court proof that you paid the insurance.
Uh-huh.
And then you take the document where the court has stamped it to say we are certain, right? You've brought us the proof. And then you take that document to the licensing, right? Or to the court where the fine was issued. And then you take that to the court to say, see, right? Like, you take that back to your other court or whatever. But the point is, you don't just go to the insurance company and then go wherever. There has to be a verification process.
But I believe you have to pay a fine because she's driving illegally. That's one.
Right.
Then the car towed and impound.
You pay for that.
And you pay for retrieving your car.
Right.
Because it's being stored.
Right.
So you pay for storage. But
in that cost, right? So you pay the fine.
The fine is separate. That's government.
Right. Bang. You pay that fine.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of the car, you pay the cost of having it towed,
yes,
plus whatever storage costs are accrued,
yes,
in the time it takes you to come and retrieve your car.
Yes.
That's what you do.
And apparently that's not happening.
And after a certain amount of time, if you don't come and retrieve the car, then the car turns over to the state and the state auctions it off.
To pay for the storage.
Right.
It's that simple.
It's extremely simple.
And we ain't doing that?
It doesn't appear as if we're doing it.
Let's go to the caller. Let me read that text.
Yeah, yeah.
Caller. Go ahead, Cole.
Hi, Aaron. Yes, exactly. Here again is another problem with enforcement. We have a problem with enforcement in this country, enforcement of our laws, right? And things are made complicated that are really very simple, right? I think everybody has been touched. I know I've had an accident and persons are not, either they don't have their driver's license up to date or they don't have insurance and you have to take, you know, time off to go sue them civilly and all this kind of stuff. And it's a nightmare, but it doesn't have to be. Like Aaron was saying, I mean, we have enough land and places where we can have people once you are caught and you are not driving with the proper licensing and all that kind of stuff, your car is towed to a facility. And you are made to pay a fine and you're made to bring up things up to date. And if they haven't done that, you auction it. And this is where you have to do what they call forced compliance. You know what I mean? Because it's causing too much problems on the road, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we just have a problem in this country with enforcement. And it's because we have too many favors. And people call him, well, you know, my cousin work in the thing in the police department, and you know, we have to stop it, right? Because it's affecting all citizens, right?
Yes,
so
ma'am.
It's simple. People say, oh, it's not as simple as that. It's very simple. You did not comply with the road. Your car is going to be towed, and you're going to be made forced to comply. And if you don't comply, your asset, your car, will be auctioned, and the money goes into the treasury to take care of our roads. Simple.
Thank you very much, Carla.
Thank you very, very much.
So, Aaron, let me say this first.
All right.
Once upon a time, several years ago, if you hadn't, if your car was not licensed or inspected or did not have insurance, it was $1,000 fine. It was $1,000 fine. Do you know how much it is now?
It's what, like $200 or $300?
$250.
Yeah.
Our parliamentarian said, man, $1,000 is too much. You can't be charging people $1,000 not having no insurance. You need to lower that to be so it can be affordable, right? And then he lowered for $200. For
but it's supposed to be a deterrent. It's supposed to be a deterrent.
And that's it. Nothing else. But you pay you $250 and you get your car.
Boy, look at the phone line lit up. We get to this text in a second. You get
yes,
the text that I can read you. It's a good text. I read the text.
Let's go to the caller. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me? Go ahead, caller.
He only just don't want nobody. He just don't want to talk. He worried. I'm going to call. You got to pull it on
caller,
the
caller. You on the air, caller. Caller, you on the
air. Okay, let's go to the next person. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me?
Good morning. How are you guys this morning?
Good, doing thank well. You. Good, thank you.
Well, I think what they need to do right now, put it back to $1,000 fine for no insurance, your car being pounded, and you pay that, you get a ticket with a $1,000 fine that you got to go. You could pay it either by paying it over the counter or go to the courts, and you have to pay the ordinance fee for your car being impounded. It is, the longer you take, the more it's going to cost you. And when it all adds up, it didn't even worth it. You pay basically almost $1,500. So I think people will then take, won't be taking chances to have their car uninsured to be on the streets. Thank you.
Well, it makes sense. But see, something happened. Something happened to convince our parliamentarian to say, man, that $1,000 is too
much. You know, people has asked parliamentarians about them all kinds of things, you know, pay for the takey, pay for school fee. You think people started asking parliamentarians to pay for the fines?
If that's the case, they got to lower it to $250 so they can afford it.
I'm just saying. I'm just saying. What's the motivation? We got another caller on the line.
Let's
we got
go
about 17
texts. And then go to the text. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Morning.
Hey, Aaron.
Yes, sir.
You related to Kevin and Jerry and all of us?
Green?
Kerry.
Oh, possibly. I am related by spirit to Kenris Kerry. And anybody who is her family, I call myself lucky enough to be family with them.
So that's Miss Kerry, Kenris?
Yes.
Yeah, Miss Kerry. So you're not really family related to her?
I mean, not blood related, but family related, yes. I claim it. I go before the court and lie and say that's my family.
Oh, and all her daughter, them, I'm gigabus in the tourism and all of them.
Audrey DeVoe and Joy Gibraloo. Audrey DeVoe and Ken and Cheryl Carey, they were like mummies and aunties to me.
But Aaron,
yes, sir.
I listen to you from time to time,
yes,
I believe you. What's the problem with traffic? You know, what's the problem with the way
people are driving?
No, not people are driving. The thing you're talking about this morning, insurance, car insurance.
Yeah.
What's the problem with the way it is? You know. If you know states would have what you said, you know the problems that cause for people. You know what I noticed with everybody who's talking about this traffic problem we have, and we do have a traffic problem.
Mm-hmm.
We forget that people, this is small, poor country to the average behemoth. I'm not talking to the rich, because we always talk about, oh, yeah, we got plenty money. Yeah, we got plenty money with the rich one. But listen to me. People have to get to work, man. We don't look at that. And our traffic problem, I think our problem is how do we solve it? Not how we continue to just burden people with all these unnecessary. But let me tell you what I'm saying. Simply what you're saying, if the government, I think, what's your co-host name?
Mr. New, in fact, today, Mr. Newry is the host. I'm co-hosting with him.
Yes, I just heard Mr. Newry said the fine was higher, but they dropped it. So what's the problem with just bringing the fine back up rather than having people go with that system you talk about, which is, man, if you know the states, like
Let's talk about it. You know, because here's what's happened. What's happened is that the good drivers are paying the price for bad drivers. That's the first problem. The first problem is, I agree with you. We have to find systems that don't unnecessarily burden or overburden citizens, right? It's unfortunate that good drivers are bearing the burden of the bad drivers, right? That's the first part. But let's talk about it. This is a last resort, right? The idea of impounding a vehicle it's a last resort. If you read the article, you'll hear the gentleman saying that some people are ticketed 3-4 times. They're ticketed 3-4 times in a year, right? It's a great article. Some people are taking advantage of the system. And so, unfortunately, we have to create stricter penalties and deterrence.
No, we don't have to. But listen, what I'm saying.
No, we have to. I can tell you.
The percentage, what you explained to me just now, the percentage of those persons, that is most likely less than the ones who are honest, abiding citizens. We cannot.
Unfortunately, sir, unfortunately, it turns out that that percentage is much higher than you think. The superintendent gives us those statistics. He says there were 8,000 accidents in total. 6,300 of those accidents occurred in New Providence, and of the 8,000, 50% of those accidents, vehicles were uninsured, right? So the numbers are higher than you and I would like to believe.
Okay, so we can do a tree strike out.
So
don't forget now. There is a possibility that we haven't discussed that we may be putting more money in the treasuries by those persons who can take it three times and just put them one time and have your car impounded.
Caller, we're not talking about revoking your license immediately. Here's what it is. The law says that your car cannot be on the road if it has no insurance. So when a police officer stops you and determines that you don't have any insurance, they have a statutory obligation to ensure that you don't leave their site driving car. See, they can't follow you left, right, and center. But while you are in their presence, they have a professional and a statutory obligation to ensure that you don't leave the scene driving that vehicle.
Okay.
That's why we are talking about impounding vehicles on site.
Yes. Now, on that point, now watch this now.
Mm-hmm.
So, if you cannot carry it, and we reach the point where we say a wrecker should carry it,
right?
Well, it's more money for the wrecker, but the wrecker carried home to your house. But why do we have to go to that system that you're talking about, further process? I tell you, you don't know that system.
But I can tell you why. Because I know 17 people right now. Take my oath to the billy goat. When you tow that car back to their house, they're going to jump in that car and go back on the same mission the police found them on.
But what's the difference going to the system you're going to? That's the mentality of the person.
Because
I noticed with you that I think I have a problem with.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know with this vehicle problem, with the traffic thing. And I don't say you're wrong, but I'm saying
if I'm not wrong,
people go down a personal road and they can't get rid of it and they can't relinquish it. And I think because like I said, my problem is, and I'm not saying you're wrong about anything. Here's what I'm saying. I'm saying there can be better ways, but here's what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
We can't get to the point where we further frustrate people who have to get to work.
Okay, so let's pause right there. Pause. I don't want. I got another caller, but I want you to pause and respond to what I'm saying. Lots of people have to get to work, right? That's people need to be able to move, right?
Yes.
A car is a privilege. It's not a right. You can use public transportation to move up and down. Why is it that nobody in the country thinks that people need public transportation after 5:30?
Well, that's where we need to, well, I'll let you go so we'll deal with it again.
Okay.
That's where we need to go. We need to try to find the problem of our traffic problem instead of always trying. I'm beginning to think some of us just hate each other and just get this opportunity to just...
Thank you, sir.
But anyhow.
Thank you. Now, let's talk about it. Since you didn't want to talk while we could talk together. You think that I hate people because I have decided after watching people that I know be killed by reckless drivers. My mother was almost killed by someone who stole a car in Fox Hill and ran into my mother and Miss Burroughs, Eastern Road in Fox Hill. Mr. Brent Johnson, my neighbor and acquaintance, was killed by a reckless driver. I have so many friends and people I know. See, you could be upset at me for saying the right thing. I don't have a problem with that. This is a major problem. 8,000 accidents so far this year, roughly 50% of them involve uninsured vehicles. In a place where PMH has a problem every day, and you suggesting that the people talking about the problem are the ones that hate Bahamians and not the people who insist on getting in their cars knowing that they have no means to repair the lives of people they may possibly injure in an accident? You could hate me for that. You could be upset at me for that, sir.
Let's go to this next caller.
I ain't got no children. That's the one thing I got.
I wonder what happens if you're in an accident, you killed somebody, and you have no insurance, and they say give, and the gentleman say, I guess three strikes. Yeah. Anyway, let's go to the caller. Go ahead, caller. Caller, I can hear you.
We could hear you, and we could hear ourselves.
You could have to turn down your radio. One, two, and we go.
Hello.
Oh yeah, go ahead, caller.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Mr. Nuri.
This is Nuri.
Good morning. You use a Bahamian?
No.
Why are you always trying to put tax on Bahamian people?
I won't put tax on Bahamian. I'm trying to be the salvation to this country.
Salvation? You know how much taxes here on black people?
Okay.
And you and the PLP just keep doing it.
Now, imagine this. I want you to tell me what to do, right? Turn on your radio at the same time, but I want you to tell me what to do. You and your wife and your children are walking on the street. This gentleman jumped the red light and crashed into you, right? You didn't die. You broke up, though. You had to go to Princess Margaret Hospital, and they say, man, you need some money to get surgery. But the gentleman has no insurance to help you pay. I'm talking about that. What can we do to make sure that all Bahamians have insurance, that when they mash onto you and your children, them, that you're able to get some assistance?
I understand that.
And you saying that I shouldn't tax them?
It's still an accident, but still, yet you should be insured. I ain't saying that people should not be insured.
But dear caller, I'm going to argue with you that it's not just an accident. You see, when the Minister of Tourism, Aviation and Investment said it the other day, he said, you know, just accidents just happen. That's not true. And it's time we stop telling people that. Accidents don't just happen. Accidents are the result of a lack of preparation, preparedness, and paying attention to what's happening around you. That's why when a quote-unquote accident occurs, the police issue a summons or a thing to each person that says driving without due care and attention. They issue that automatically. Each person gets that because it's presumed that at the speeds that you're required to drive, if you are following the rules of the road, that you should be able to avoid these things that we call accidents, like running into the back of a car. You say, oh, that's just a fender bender. Oh, I just bump you. But it happened because you weren't maintaining the proper distance between you and the car in front of you for the speed that you were both going at. Right?
Driving is far more complicated. Everybody's been a little bump in their life before. You haven't driven perfect all your life.
Dear sir,
Mr. Yuri.
But I want you to understand this. You talking to Aaron Green. You call any police station and they tell you, Aaron Green is report the accident. She's report anything involving her that may require the police. They laugh at me when I go in the station and ask me, well, why are you reporting this? And then I have to tell them because it's the right thing to do.
Thank you very much, Colin. I'm concerned that there are a number of Bahamians who believe, but it's just an accident. Why you gotta be punishing me because I have no insurance? This is a mentality. I thought it was just okay.
Cecil, I didn't have the money.
I
was on East Street South heading north in a line of traffic, right? And the person behind me bumped into the car. I could feel it. I put the car in park. I jump out the car to go and look at the accident. The woman jumped out her car and asked me what I get out my car for. What happened? What I looking at? And I said, ma'am, you just hit my car. And she said, no, I didn't. Mind you, she got out the car same time, right? She said, no, I didn't. She didn't even want to acknowledge she hit the car.
We're going to take a break. I see we have some callers waiting. When we come on the next end, we'll get back directly
and
to
the
you.
Text.
And the also text. The text. The Guardian Radio AM, CA Nuri. We'll be right back.
is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. You can buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Now is the time to reach your Grand Bahama market with affordable packages, including print and digital. Call GB News sales representative Kavandre at 822-6717 or message him on WhatsApp for ad rates. Classified ads are now available every Tuesday as well. Keep up with everything Grand Bahamian every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian.
Everything okay with you?
Yeah, girl, everything fine with me. I just trying to get this little one ready because he has an appointment for his childhood vaccination.
Well, Logan's 6 years old. I haven't taken him for his last vaccine appointment since before the pandemic.
Did you know that the childhood vaccinations
could protect these little ones from preventable diseases like polio,
rubella, measles, and mumps? So these vaccinations for the little ones is the best we could do for them.
I'm going to make that appointment for him because I need him to get up to date with all of his vaccines.
Let me let you go, but call me back when you come back home.
Mommy, I need to go get my vaccines.
This message is brought to you by the Ministry of Health and Wellness, PAHO, WHO, and the Canadian government.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Welcome back to Guardian Radio AM on the board today. The switchboard today is... She's just looking at me.
She answering the phone.
She answering the phone. She's good.
Yeah.
April is on the board today. So that's why I'm celebrating that. And everything is going A-OK.
Oh, before we get back, callers, hold the line. Before we get back, let's do this live
let's
read
do this live
John
read.
Bull.
Oh, look how many forget people live read.
Elevate your festive season at John Bull's Boutiques at Bahama Holiday Event this Friday, December 15th at 6 p.m. Enjoy exclusive and experiences from world-class brands steeped in grandeur and extravagance. John Bull invites you to the ultimate festive soiree at their Boutiques at Bahama Joy event. Immerse yourself in exclusive experiences from world-class brands including Rolex, Cartier, Breitling, Bulgari, David Yurman, Mac, Tory Burch, Tiffany & Co., Panerai, and more. Enjoy family-friendly entertainment, seasonal snapshots, giveaways, perfume personalization, caricatures, curated Mary must-haves, signature cocktails, light bites, and more.
I'm concerned about some Bahamians, Aaron. Some of the callers concerning me. I'm just saying that
listen,
I am concerned.
When I say that we are not sufficiently mature enough collectively to be able to have dual carriageways.
We can't have no highway here.
Here's what I'm saying. You have people that are saying that you're not just being mean, you are vilifying people.
Yeah, they
you're
said,
for pointing out that there's a problem for driving your car without insurance.
They said I'm spiting poor people. Because I say, find them.
I hate people.
And let's go to the callers. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me?
Yes. Once again,
yes,
Mr. Nuri and Aaron Green.
Yes,
I think you guys are on the right track today. And the superintendent of road traffic or whatever his name is, he's also on the right track. And let me give you a prime example. My car insurance is up at the end of the month. And I'm going today. It's Christmas. I'm going today to insure my vehicle. Because guess what? If you don't want more taxes, then keep your car insured to be on the road. That's the rule of the road. Thank you,
yes,
man.
And
or catch bus.
Right, now let's talk about dereliction of duty by the state and a lack of a public transportation system. Let's talk about that. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Aaron and CA.
Morning.
Now, the main problem is there's no consequence here for bad driving or reckless driving,
mm-hmm,
or letting your sister hold your car. Do you know in Miami, if you lend your car out and they mash it, you have to report the car stolen, or you'll be sued.
Mm-hmm.
You to get out of that jam, you have to say your brother, your son
stole
your car.
In fact, in Britain, they created in Britain, that's what happened. The young man say, oh, I took my mother's car without her consent. So he looked at the mother and said, so are you going to report him for theft? And she said, no, that's my son. I can't report him for theft. So they created a new category called TWALK, taking without consent that that can now accommodate, right? That, look, it's a family member. It's not like I just pop in these people's yard and thief their car.
Uh-huh.
Yes, sir.
And in Florida, they're talking about points. Like, if you have so many points, your insurance go up.
Right.
And in the light, before you buy insurance, they run your name.
Yep.
And if you have a bad driver, it goes from 200. Remember that PIP, a third party, is like $900 a year.
Mm-hmm.
Insurance is very high over there.
Yes.
And they don't play about that. Like, that will follow you. Bad driving is a consequence because you can pay for $800 to it goes up to $1,500 because you're the bad driver.
Yeah.
And you can pay monthly, but the insurance, once you catch the insurance company, immediately call DOT that you catch your insurance and you get a letter from DOT saying you have 2 weeks
to get new insurance.
You have insurance.
Yes, sir.
So we can catch your tag.
Thank you,
like,
sir.
The system is so good. All the millions of cars, the system is running like clockwork. I don't know what we're doing here, but we ain't keeping track of bad drivers or young drivers. But once you have a judgment, even if you 20, and I sue you, I said you're dead, you owe me my money.
Yes,
so
sir.
Come with your taxes, come with anything that you own, I could get it.
Yes, sir.
So, but people driving their motor car, master people cut brand new car, die my car.
Yeah.
I call it risk, get
Thank
my
you.
Car free.
Thank you, caller.
Thanks.
Thank you very much.
Let's try to get all these callers in today. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me? Let's go to the next
Sorry,
one.
Caller.
Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me?
You see what I'm saying? Aaron, you just twisted my word to make yourself sound intelligent.
But sir, you don't even know if I was talking specifically to your commentary.
No, but reference to what I said. It means the same thing. Because you were speaking to all those persons. You're saying you would not. See, I'm telling you. Aaron, I don't pick up on you. You know, I want to be him in your computer game.
You're upset.
You're being specific,
sir.
You're being general, then you're talking about me.
Sir, you upset because I believe that we need to implement draconian laws in an attempt.
Mute it,
mute it for me for a second. Just mute it. Don't hang it up. Just mute it for a second, sir. You upset at me because I'm continuing a conversation that I've had for years in the public domain about our urgent need to pay attention to traffic management, not just as a national security measure, right? But as a economic security measure in terms of maintaining the effective and efficient movement of people, goods, and services. And you're saying a conversation, pointing out, not suggesting, pointing out that if you don't have insurance, you're supposed to be fined, penalized, and not allowed to drive the vehicle until you have insurance, that I am somehow being mean and denigrating and vilifying people? That's what you're saying? I could tell you the number of times that people have hit my car and attempted to convince me that we can't go to the police because they don't have insurance. Good, decent people, except for the fact that they're supposed to know if you're not fit or authorized to drive your car, you can't. That's it. Simple. Unmute him for more.
Could I have one minute, please?
You have 30 seconds.
Could I have 1 minute, please?
You have 30 seconds.
You're not going to over-talk me like you used to that host here. Who can't?
They vexed at you today, Aaron.
They could be vexed at me, but when they're sitting in PMH wondering if their family member is going to live or die, if somebody is going to do the decent thing in this Christian nation and own up to the fact that they knew they were in the car without insurance and they knew that they would be responsible for taking care of people's children if they kill them or half kill them.
Let's go to the caller. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me?
Yes, good morning, Aaron. How are you?
Good, thank you.
I'm going to make a statement, and people need to hear it and understand. Accidents are caused. They don't just happen.
Mm-hmm.
That is what a professor told us, because I was in technology and automotive elementary school. And the first thing he stressed was accidents are caused. They don't just happen. Now, he showed us an example. If you keep the floor jack, which you use to jack a car,
mm-hmm.
If you don't push that back up and somebody's walking with something in their hand and don't see it and trip over that, that is the reason why the accident happened.
Mm-hmm.
Because somebody negligently didn't push the jack handle back up. So all these things they teach us. So this applies to anything, any kind of accident, any kind. And the young people today think driving is fun, not a serious thing. I saw a fellow one time, I was on Nassau Street. He's coming, it was a holiday, he's coming down the middle of the lane on Nassau Street going to Long Wharf. And he bumped into the back of my car because, you know, one set of cars are going in one direction
mm-hmm.
and the other set are going in the next direction. And he bumped into the back of my car. And do you know, he reversed straight back over the hill?
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, everybody just stood there and looked to see him. Because that means he didn't have any insurance. I suppose he even had somebody going back.
On Nassau Street where all the tourists... Look here.
We need to... And I don't know how you get through to some hard-headed people. And I hear one guy on there talking about still be lenient to the people. You know how many people they hit and just pull off and go because they don't have any... Insurance?
Listen, they kill a little Haitian boy about 7 years ago on Carmichael Road, and the person who killed the little boy was fined $400. That's
right.
It. For killing a little Haitian pedestrian.
I bet you he didn't even give a dollar to the burial.
I am politely telling these people, take it to your insurance agent. Don't bring it to me. Take it to your insurance agent and listen to what they have to tell you.
The thing about it, I don't see what is so difficult about what you're trying to get across to people. And if you could buy a car, you could get insurance. And most of these people are in these little cars. The insurance isn't much for it.
No.
And like you say, if they get an accident and the police catch them, the police should impound the car. To let them know just how serious this matter is nowadays. Because everything is getting more and more serious in life today.
Because you knew... See, it's a different matter if you didn't know the car is insured, right? Like, say you go to Grammy and you say, Grammy, can I use the car? Is the insurance allowing me to use the car? Anybody over the age of 25? Anybody
right.
over the age of 30? And Grammy says, yeah, you good. But it turns out that the last time that Grammy's insurance was renewed by her daughter changed the terms of the insurance. So Grammy didn't know, right?
Right.
And Grammy gave you permission and you thought you were authorized to drive it. See, that's one thing. But at the same time, as the driver, the responsibility is yours to ensure that you are authorized to drive the vehicle.
Right.
You have to look at the paperwork yourself.
And what is so difficult about what you say? And some of these same people, when they get an accident, they want you to take care of them from the hospital straight to their grave.
Listen, it was shared with me anecdotally, right? Totally off the record, that the reason why we keep tabling these bills for breathalyzers and drug tests when you get in an accident, but they never come to fruition, is because it was realized that if me and Cecil get into an accident and I am responsible for the accident and it's determined that I was drunk and driving, my insurance is nullified. So my insurance won't take care of Mr. Newry now. I got to pull that money out of my own pocket to take care of Mr. Newry. The person said to me that they suspect that we have not implemented these laws in an attempt to protect the person who is the victim of the accident so that the other person's, at least their insurance, will kick in.
Yeah.
We have twisted everything to fit our shallow understanding of what's happening, right? And we have just created an even bigger quagmire.
Thanks very much for calling. We have another caller online right now. Let's go to that caller. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
You can turn on your radio and it'll be all you.
Hello.
Go ahead, Sparky.
Morning.
Good morning. Hello.
Hi, morning.
Go ahead, Sparky.
Hey, Miss Graham. Hey, Mr. Nuri.
Hey.
I just come back in the bedroom just fine. Is this show we on this morning? We on the sports show or what?
No, sports finished. But except these people drive like they think they sports.
I hear you.
We're talking traffic.
The chief superintendent for traffic said that there were 8,000 accidents so far this year, 6,300 of them in New Providence, and about 50% of them involve non-insured drivers.
Okay, we're talking traffic.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, the other day, I just purchased a brand new van, a brand new second-hand van to assist me with my farm and stuff and things. Now, guess what, Miss Green? Mm-hmm. I go and get the van insured.
Mm-hmm.
Bam. Now it's time to get it licensed and inspected.
Mm-hmm.
Go down, get it licensed and inspected. This is about two, three months ago now.
Mm-hmm.
Get it licensed. No, got it inspected, everything and everything good. Now I go inside to get it licensed. Go follow all the, go through door number 5, door number 4, go through this door, go to, now I get to the place to do the license. Well, we can't license you because we have no plates in stock.
Yeah, there's a shortage of plates.
I say, so what I supposed to do? I need to drive the car because I've done everything here. I got the money. I said, can I pay for it and get a receipt? No, you can't even pay for it. You can't get a receipt. I said, so what I do? We will write out a document, staple it to all your papers, and you keep it in your glove compartment. And anytime the police pull you over, show it to them.
But they didn't let you pay for it.
But they didn't let me pay for it. I won't pay for it, too.
See, because once you pay for it, it's paid. You just don't have the plate.
Okay, I don't have the plate. But they didn't even take the money to put it in the common fund in the treasury. But we need money, right? They wouldn't even take my money from me, which could allow me to go out and spend the money on liquor. But now, that ain't the point now, Ms. Green.
Yes, sir, yes, sir.
I'm driving now for the last 3 months with this van, and I see plenty of people driving now without license plate.
Yeah.
We don't know if it's stolen or not, but the car on the road. Now, about 4 times, police done pulled me over in traffic stops and all kind of thing. And I got to keep opening up the wall, the thing, and so forth,
yeah,
to show it to the police. Sometimes people say, oh, that's Sparky, man. He don't mess around. Let him go.
Yeah.
Now, the other day, coming down Market Street, they had a roadblock. Now, this big, biggity fella in khaki, all the little corpus of them, let me go, this big fella in brown khaki, khaki, well, I'm biggity now. No, Sparky, we're going to lock you up, we'll give you a ticket. I say, for what? See the document here? Sparky, get this car off the road now. Next time I see you, you got to lock up. And road traffic telling me I got the right to be on the road, and the police telling me I don't have the right to be on the road. What is what in this country? Do I have the right to drive the car or not?
Well, Sparky, I'm just happy that you have insurance. And I'm even more delighted that you got the van, to do some farming work on that farm. So I'm excited about that, and I'm hoping that you start this farming work soon.
And Sparky, what would you speak to suggested it's an administrative problem, that the problem sits in the administration and the inability to manage and operate systems that are effective and efficient for people. But Nuri, I got 85 texts.
Go ahead.
All right. Good morning. This is what happens when this PLP government tax people into the poorhouse. You think this is alarming? Check the rate. Who are not paying the court fines and business license? Remove VAT on all insurance. Well, maybe removing VAT on all insurance is another thing. Aaron and CA, my dad got in an accident early this year in his vehicle. That is their livelihood, with someone without insurance or license. Who pays for his financial losses? This is the point. When you hit somebody's car and you put their car out of commission, you have negatively and detrimentally impacted their lives, their ability to make money and meet their bills. Here's another thing, Mr. Nuri. When you get insurance on your car, if you get an insurance for a private vehicle, you cannot operate a commercial enterprise with your car. You can't get private insurance and run a taxi in your car. I know, we still got 18.
Read text. That, and then we go to call it. Patrick, call it through the air.
Yeah, Patrick, call it through. Let's go to the
caller. And then read the text at the same time.
All right.
Oh, go ahead, quickly.
Caller.
Hello. Go ahead, caller.
Morning.
Hello.
Morning.
Morning. On this one, Aaron, I am with you. I don't know why the guy is upset. You're talking about just enforcing the laws in this country.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when someone gets an accident, they not only cause problems sometimes for the person they hit and kill or whatever, but they destroy public property. Like, you see the
lights,
the
guardrails,
this kind of stuff. So it's important that the purpose of insurance is very important. And I think that, you know, if we don't start strictly enforcing these laws, because people are not disciplined, right? And you're not trying to, you know, be mean with taxes or be mean. It's the law of the country. It's to protect them and people.
Yes, ma'am.
So I'm with you on that one.
Thank you much. Thank you much. Ms. Nuri, there was also disqualification of a driver's license for a period of 12 months for driving without insurance. And in order to retain your driver's license, you had to go to court and explain to a magistrate why you should have the privilege. Great show as usual. Some of these people are developmentally challenged. Good morning, Aaron and Cecil. The man who is upset because you are pointing out persons who are driving without insurance is probably guilty of doing so, so continue with your observation. We will not put that on him, but perhaps he is defending people who... he is defending people, but the defense is not in that space. It is, let us talk to the people who allow public infrastructure like public transportation to deteriorate to the point where it's ineffective. Somebody said they cuss at the police and they put them in jail, but someone with no license, registrations, or insurance has totaled my mom's car, put her in hospital, they gave him a ticket without even verifying his real name.
Wow. Anyway, Aaron, we got to go.
Yes,
sir. Today is Friday. We're back on air Monday. We march towards Christmas. We supposed to have that Christmas show.
Right, on Wednesday. And then remember, tomorrow, Junkanoo Jingle to Bay 5K.
Yeah.
6 a.m. Arawaki to town and back.
Okay. This has been Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. Have a wonderful day.